Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny.
bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you this morning. I'm here to tell you how many of you know that your greater is coming. My God, you can just sit here and just give God thanks for the things that you done went through, the things you done been through. You done been through the beating. You done been through the press. You done been through it. I'm telling you right now, you cannot throw in the towel because your greater is coming. And some of you, your greater is just about here. And some of you, your greater is here. It doesn't matter whatever place you are across the board, but understand this. Long as you keep moving and you keep pressing, your greater is here. I just give God a thanking for the shaking that I've been through. I give God for the thinking, for the beating that I've been through. What I'm talking about, through the whippings that God had to chastise, because why? He loves it in me. My God Almighty, for the things that he allowed me to encounter, to let me understand that, my God, what we went through and what you went through, what you had to deal with, it was for my purpose. It was for where you are going. I'm here to tell you, the saints of God, that where you're going is bigger than the issue where you at right now. Where you going is bigger than where you at right now. Use where you at as a motivation. Use where you at as a fuel, my God Almighty, to get where you going. You might not get much sleep, but that's all right. You might got to toss and turn in different things, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, but that's all right. Because as I keep going and as I keep pressing, as I keep walking, I'll surely will lay my head down in green pastures. I surely will get rest in green pasture. You put the work in, my God, why is day? Because when night come, night your trials, when you're going through different things, a night, my God Almighty, when you got to stay focused in prayer on God, you can't work, my God, you can't do nothing else. Things coming left and right, but when day is here, you better get the work done. I'm telling you, saints of God, it is your time and it is your season, and it is here, greater is here, when right now. Go ahead and worship God, brother. You worship God, sister. You worship God, mother. Because I'm telling you right now, yeah, you might feel the beating, but that's all right. My God Almighty, you might go through some breaking. That's all right. The breaking is here to kill you. The breaking is not here to destroy you. But the breaking has to come. It has to come. My God Almighty, some of you need to stop rebuking the breaking in your life as if it's the devil. No, it's God coming in to answer your prayers, because the breaking got to come. My God Almighty, for God to put you together again. That's the breaking, my God. I heard an old song called, it's an old song that said, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I don't walk the way I used to walk. I don't talk the way I used to talk. I don't dance the way I used to dance, because the breaking don't come. Their life, the breaking of kings in your life. You might have to look as the old person, but you sure don't have to act as that old person, my God, because the greater is here in your life. I just need somebody to just take a few minutes and just go ahead and give God the worship all over the world, Massachusetts, California, my God Almighty, in Norway. I want you to go ahead and give God a praise. Go ahead and give God a worship. My God, United Kingdom, I thank God for you, because your greater is here. Our greater is here. God is pulling us to that greatness. God is taking us to that greatness. My God Almighty, it is your time. Thanks to God. I dare you to go ahead and worship him. Give him the praise. It's your greater. You might be through the shaking. You might be through the breaking. You might be through the pulling. Some of you might be in it right now, but I'm here to tell you this morning, my God, never matter where you're at right now, it's about where you're going. Where you're at right now is a temporary place. You just pass it through, because where you're going is greater than where you went. Where you're going is greater than where you might come. The circumstances you're looking at, you have to go. Keep pressing, daughter. Keep pressing, father. Keep pressing. I swear the Holy Spirit, but you got to keep pressing. I know you got to make tough decisions, but you got to keep pressing. resurrection. Your freedom is here. Your anointing is here. The refreshing is here. I'm feeling this thing right now. Somebody got to keep pushing, keep pushing. Wipe them tears, keep pushing. My God Almighty, keep pushing. Give it to God. It is now. It is now. Go to that career. Go to that business. Go to that school. Get your finances. Get your family. Get yourself. Oh, your head. My God, lift up your head and look for the truth. All those shoulders back. God, declare now that you've been a woman of a strong power. And keep going, keep pushing. Devil, know that my prayer is here. My prayer is here. In the name of Jesus. My God, Mother Price, you better come on in here because I feel the Holy Ghost and I feel this thing. My God, God bless you.
Oh, Father God, first of all, thank God, I'm who is head of my life, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, to everyone on AD Temple, and First Line. Father God, we come to you once more, unless we know how, God, just thanking you for another blessed, brand new day that we've never seen before, God. Come thanking you this morning, God. We're thanking you, God, because you kept us out last night up to this point, God. Oh, God, we thank you how you shielded and protected us out last night, God. We thank you how you kept our minds stayed on you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And when you touched us early this morning, breathed on us, God, and gave us another opportunity, God, to get it right with you, God, we begin to get out of our beds, go to the bathroom, wash our face, and brush our teeth, God, and begin to say hallelujah and how, God. We thank you for your trials and the tribulations, God, the things that we have to go through, the ups and the down, God. Yet still we say thank you, God, because we realize it's only making us, God, making us the soldiers that we need to be in you, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, when we look outside our door, God, and just look towards the hill, God, which coming our help, we realize all our help coming from you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God, because you've been so good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. We thank you for being a mind regulator for us, God. We thank you for your blood, God, that you put over our heads, God. Because some of us, God, we're going through something, everything. Our minds was wandering 500 miles an hour, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because you told us in your word, if our minds stayed on you, you would give us perfect peace, God. So we thank you for the perfect peace today, God. We thank you, God, that we could just lay in your peace, God, with hell all around us, yet and still you're giving us peace. So we say thank you today, God. We thank you for your passion that you have poured out upon us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being a hard regulator for us, God. Our mind speaks, God, so in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. So by this time last year, God, we was in a mess. Some of us were dying. I'm half don't die. I'm drying out, God. Oh, God, but we thank you today, God, for life, God. We thank you for turning the fire up and come to the whole shape in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the glory this morning, God. We lift up every minister that it is once again, continue lifting them up, oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them like never before, God. Shield and protect them like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let them stay up on the wall. Continue to let them cry out like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, let them pour out truth like never before. In the name of Jesus, God. Some of us, hallelujah, will not accept truth. But I come to tell you, if you receive truth, it might not feel good at all, shake, God. But it's good for you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Lift up every sick and shed in everywhere, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Heal them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to deliver and save and set free in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the food that you have put on our tables. Might not be what we want, God, but we say thank you for it. But we realize somebody don't have anything, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift them because of the emotion this morning, God. This country, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you cut them off, Shahid. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning, God. Let us stop bickering and complaining, God. When we have two loaves of bread and a piece of bologna in our hands, we still come on and complain, God. But I pray this day, God, that your perfect will be done. Not our will, but your will be done, God. Let us be grateful, God, for the things that we have, God, knowing that you are the Maker, and knowing that it won't be this way our way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus this day, God, lift up our elder peoples up this morning, God. Continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to pour into them. Shield and protect the name of Jesus. Oh, we realize, God, some of us are living all alone, huh? You think we're living all alone. Just remember, Jesus is there with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the separation, God. We thank you for the breaking and the making and the pressing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We give you the glory, God. There's a little shake up. We thank you for the change, God. We thank you for the pulling down the stronghold. Breaking every chain in our life is not like you. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our enemies to you this morning, God. The one that dislikes us, God. The one that is whispering, speaking bad things about us, God. Oh, God, let us continue to pray for them, God. And continue to let us love like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our companions this morning to you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to do dip. But make them and make them, God. Oh, continue to keep them in a powder house, God. So out of everything is out for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let them walk like God. Talk like you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. God, you're making, bringing men up in the last days, God. Oh, having that search for you, God. Wanting more of you. I don't know about you. Wanting more and more of you, God. Continue to calling on your name in the wee hours, God. Just continue to walk those in the mighty name of Jesus. No, we thank you, God. We thank you this morning, God. We realize if it had not been for you, God, oh, God, we'll be in a bad shape. So we say thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. Let us begin to repent for everything that we have done, the things that we know we have done and the things that we, you know, we done. In the name of Jesus, let us begin to turn away from the sin. How the Lord is not like Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for every ear that's on this, tune in on this air this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to bless them, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you, continue to set free in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being there, Jehovah Jireh, their provider, God. Their healer, God. Their company, God. Oh, we thank you for being everything that they want you to be in the name of Jesus. I am that I am. Oh, God, we thank you for being there in the mighty name of Jesus. Just realize Jesus will be anything that you want him to be in your life. In the name of Jesus, just begin to yield. Let him set you free. Begin to yield to God. This morning, just tell him, not my will, no more, God, but let your perfect will be done. Just give up. Tell him that you're tired, being sick and tired. Out of the bullshit. Let him know that you love him, but you need his help. Glory to God. Tell him you don't want to drugs, to alcohol, to women, to men, to call the bullshit. That didn't do you no good. Oh, just begin to yield to Jesus. And mean it from your heart. Just tell him, yes, Lord. Tell him, yes, he comes to the rubble shape. Yes, come in, God. I need you, Lord, this morning, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that somebody hear me this morning. I don't know, oh, shit, God. He's the only one that can help you. You can run to your neighbor, God. You can run to anybody you want to. but they can't do nothing for you. It's Jesus gonna have to pull down every stronghold. It's Jesus that's gonna have to press some things out of you. It's Jesus that's gonna have to lead you. It's Jesus that's gonna have to be a mind regulator for you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's Jesus that's gonna have to pour in this unloving heart and his love unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that the people know we can't even love out of those shapes. Unless you come in, then we'll know what love is really is. And that's the love of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every child this morning, God, the one that's homeless, God, out the home this morning. Oh, God, we pray this morning, let your perfect will be done in all things, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we pray this morning, God, that we always give you the glory and the honor. These things we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, Mother Christ. Amen. Praise God for that beautiful, beautiful prayer this morning, Mother Christ. Amen. Well, it's another Friday, another day's journey. God has brought us through another week.
Amen.
And I just want to say, give an honor unto Christ, who's the head of my life. Amen. Praise God. Honor to my wife. Honor to Amen. Praise God, my pastor and First Lady Temple and Leticia Spencer. Praise God to the ADM front line, to all the ministers. Amen. To the ADM family and to you out there in radio land. Just got a little word for you this morning. And the word is, don't buck God's system. Amen. You know, you heard the old adage that say, don't go against the grain. Amen. See, when you go against the grain, you know, it's hard to make things so smooth. Amen. Praise God. But when you go with the grain, praise God, things will flow and go smooth in the way that you will want them to go. Amen. Our scripture this morning will be coming from Matthew, amen, the 5th chapter and the 17th, amen, starting at the 17th verse, amen. Praise God. So if you have your Bibles, turn there, and we're going to go down to the 20th verse, Matthew 5, 17 and 20. And it reads as such, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. Amen. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Amen. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Amen. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, amen, will be called least. Praise God. In the kingdom of heaven, for whoever does them and teaches them will be called great, amen, in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Praise God. That's our scripture for today. Amen. So anyway, don't buck God's system. When you buck something, that means you go against it. Amen. Praise God. And when you go against something, especially something that is good, amen, praise God, you lose out. Amen. Praise God. See, Moses, amen, he brought forth the law over in Exodus 20 through 23, amen, Leviticus and Numbers. Jesus came to fulfill the law, Amen. Matthew 5, verse 17. Amen. Not one jot, iota, amen, or dot be taken from the law or be taken from God's word. Amen. Praise God. So a lot of times, you know, people come out here and they preach and everything, and they inject what they want to inject. They're on their agenda. Amen. And they want to say things and do things that's contrary to God's word. We can't do that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
If God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Amen. And when I use the word of God in the way that was intended to be used, amen, praise God, I'll be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But I can't be contrary, amen, to the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Now, that's saying a lot that, you know, the ones that teach that contrary way are going to be called the least, because, you know, they're walking on a very thin ground or a very thin ice. Amen. Praise God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And when you walk on thin ice, you're taking the opportunity or the chance of breaking through. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. So nobody wants to fall into the hands of an angry God, because we can't
Amen.
Do and say his word the way it's supposed to be done. We got to get up there and make it all grand and make it all highfalutin that people can't even hardly understand it, because we're trying to get our agenda over. Amen. Praise God.
Come on
Amen.
Now.
He said to make it simple. He said to make it simple. Listen, he said, you know, his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
Come on now.
He came
yes.
to fulfill the law. He didn't come to take away from the law. Amen. And God wants us to live a fruitful, long life. Amen. Praise God. And then once we finish with this life down here in the flesh, amen. Praise God. There's a home in heaven prepared for us.
Amen.
So how do we get to that home in heaven? Amen. Through the word of God. Amen. Doing what he tells us to do, not compromising, praise God. Too much compromising is going on today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So those who teach contrary, amen, the blood is going to be required on their hand. Amen. But God amen. Wants the words to be taught, his word to be taught uncut. Amen. Praise God. Who will be called great in the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then you can look at this another way, that you will be received into the kingdom. Because everybody that's going to say, Lord, Lord, you know, did not do this and did not do that, is not going to enter into the gate. They're
Amen.
Not going in. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So if you're doing the right thing, praise God, in God's word and teaching it right and helping others, amen, to come in it right. Oh, it's hard, but it's fair. Amen. But he said it's easy too. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And the scribes and the Pharisees, those religious leaders who taught the law but failed to live by it. Amen.
Come on now.
In my book, that is a hypocrite. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
They taught one thing and do another.
Yes.
Amen. We can't be like that,
amen.
Especially the leader. What we got to say and what we got to do based on the principles and the precepts of God has to be what it is in the word of God.
Yes.
And we have to make sure we transfer that message over to God's sheep, that they understand it so they can live by it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And there will be an effect in their lives that they'll see a change, that they'll want to live, amen, a holy and a godly life. Amen.
Amen.
But we can't be like them, amen. They'll stand there in grandeur with their chest all puffed out. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God. And not, amen, doing the will and the word of God. Amen.
Mm.
And it wasn't just the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We got it going on today. Amen. Praise God.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And we got to get out of that mindset, saints. They're thinking that tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. Praise God. And the time is coming and the day is short, for the Lord is coming back. Amen. I heard the pastor talking about your position. Amen. What is your position going to be? Amen.
Amen.
Will you stand in grandeur and not enter into the kingdom of heaven? Praise God. Or will you stand in righteousness and justice? Amen. Praise God. And enter in, amen, the straight and narrow gate. Amen. For if the righteous scarcely make it in, where is the unjust going to be caught? Amen. It definitely ain't going to be heaven.
Yes.
Amen. In my understanding, there's a heaven, there's a hell. Amen. Praise God. And I want to take the opportunity of every hand, praise God, to enter into heaven. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Going to hell is unforgiving. Ain't no coming back. Amen. So we can cut it, we can dice it, we can turn it how we want to turn it. Amen. Praise God. It comes down to this. Whom will you serve? Is
yes.
heaven or is hell? It's just that simple. Amen. Amen. So where will the unrighteous be? Amen. 1 Peter 4:18. Amen. Amen. Your righteousness must be above reproach, above disappointment. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's got to be above. Amen. And if it's not above, amen, then you got to check yourself, praise God, before you wreck yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You got to do it. Amen. Time is short. There's no more times for games, saints. This is
amen.
Real.
Amen.
Look out there and see what's going on. The Bible speaks of it. Amen. It's going on every day.
Amen.
Fathers against sons, mothers against daughters, young people killing and stealing and robbing. I mean, people just doing every damnable thing, amen, there is. Amen. It's like back in the Wild Wild West days, a lawless land. They do what you want to do. Amen. Pour some water on me and I'm just going to blow you away. Amen. Drive up in the parking spot that I want, I'm just going to blow you away. Amen. Amen. Live in a nice home and everything, because I don't have it, I'm just going to come in and take it. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bucking God's system. Amen. We can't buck God's system. Amen. If we live right and we live holy, God said he'll take care of us.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. But if we don't, amen, praise God. And the things that befall us and everything, the trials and the tribulations, amen, how can we get through it? And don't get mad and say, well, every time I turn around, I got a trial. Well, Jesus told you the trials is going to come. Why do they come? To test of your faith. Why do they test your faith? To get you to the next elevation. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And why does he get you to the next elevation? It ain't all about you. It's about somebody else that you can help, praise God, along this journey and along this way. Amen. Praise God. Not about you. It's about building the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
You can build it the right way or you can build it the wrong way. When you build it the wrong way, it's not going to last. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. Just like Humpty Dumpty on the wall. You build it on the wall, when you fall, it's crushed. It's gone.
That's
amen.
Right.
Praise God. But when you build it on a solid foundation of Jesus Christ, through his principles and through his precepts, praise God. And do the things that he tells us to do them and how to do them, you can't go wrong. I guarantee
amen.
You.
Amen.
You can't go wrong. Amen. Amen. See, for God I live and for God I die. And don't let nothing separate you, amen, from the love of God. Amen. Nobody.
Amen.
Praise God. You got to get real with this thing. Oh, I know it's tight, but it's right. You got to get real with this thing on today.
Yes.
If God's word tells you to do it a certain way, do it that way.
That's it.
Amen. If you don't know how to do it from that word of God, seek godly counsel. Amen.
Yeah.
Your pastor, your elders. Amen.
Yes.
To help you to understand, praise God.
Yes.
Because this ain't no joke. Amen. We're living in the last days. Amen. And how you serve God and how you serve God's word, amen, will affect others in your life. Amen. So don't be running around bucking the system. Amen. Trying to squeeze and eat by. Amen. Praise God. Trying to do things the wrong way. Trying to compromise because we see another way that we can do it. You know, the word says there's a way that to a man that seems right, but you know what? Unto the end, there is death. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And we're talking about two deaths. We're talking about the flesh death, and then we're talking about spiritual death.
Amen.
The most important thing is the spirit man.
Yes.
Making it into heaven. Amen. Praise God. But if we bucking God's system, bucking his way of doing things through his word, amen, praise God, we won't make it. Amen. 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 And we have to reiterate this thing. You know, praise God. Yeah, we can talk about being blessed and all this blessings and all this and everything. Amen. Praise God. But praise God, when it comes down to it, amen, the bottom line, amen, is serving God and doing his will. Amen. So that it'll affect others, amen, to be able to same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah. It's a duplication of process of way people do things. Amen. But you know what? We can't beat the duplication process of God. Amen. And if we get in our little puny minds and our brains to think that we can, no, we can't. Remember the children of Israel out there, you know, Moses taking them towards, amen, the promised land, and all they did all the time was complain. God right
amen.
There with them.
Amen. Amen.
Protecting them, providing for them. All they did was murmur and complain. And we see what happened. Not a one of that old group made it into the promised land. Moses himself didn't even make it into the promised land. Amen.
Amen.
We'll say it again. Obedience is better than sacrifice on today. Amen. Praise God. We got to be obedient to the word of God. Amen. We got to be obedient. And we got to be obedient to the point, amen, we just can't think about us. Me. Amen. I. Praise God. Not today, praise God. Think about others. Amen. Think about not bucking the system of God on today. Amen. And when you buck the system of God, praise God, those blessings and everything don't flow through.
Come on now.
And you wonder why, what's going on, why this happening, why that happening. Amen. Praise God. You need to go and take a self-check from the neck up because something is not going right. It's something that you're not doing right in serving God. Amen. Amen. And when you get, amen, in a certain trial, you're going to stay in that trial right there, guess what, until you get it right.
Come on now.
If you wonder why it's not, you wonder why it's not right, why you can't get it right, amen, you got to go back and look at, amen, the origin, amen, of the things that you are doing.
Amen.
I guarantee you, go back and you look at it, praise God, and God's going to reveal that thing to you, amen, so you will be able to flow to the next level, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, we on Jacob's ladder each and every day. Each rung goes higher and higher, but guess what? You can't get higher until you get past that particular trial or tribulation that God has placed before you.
Yes.
And you can say what you want to say, but nothing happens, amen, unless God allows it. So don't be putting it all on the devil because, number one, God is going to allow him to bring that trial and that tribulation, amen, to test you. He did it to Job. He did it to a whole lot of others. He's doing it to us.
Amen.
So get your mind right. Amen. Praise God. Get it right. To think on the things of God. Amen. And look, without holiness, no man shall see Jesus in peace. Amen. So you got to get holy and be holy. He says, because I am holy. Amen. Amen. And when you get that holiness out in there, you'll be able to, amen, discern and see those things, those stumbling blocks, those distractions. Oh, yeah, here comes repeat of the nuggets. You will see those things. Amen. Praise God. Pastor, preach it. You will see them. God will reveal it. You'll see it just as plain as day in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. But you got to get to a certain level. And how do we get to that level, saints? Amen. By doing the will of God. Amen. Obeying his commandments. Amen. Living by the precepts of God. Getting in our word, amen, praise God. Reading and understanding and studying that word to understand where God, amen, wants to give us a revelation to go this way and a revelation to go that way to make it the right way.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. Amen. So I submit to you on today, amen. You got to sail all the way out for Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And God got those gifts and everything to give you. And if somebody else don't like it, so what? Amen. Because he's given them you to use them for a reason, to build his kingdom. Amen. To edify him for his purpose, for his glory. Amen. Not for our own self agendas. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Think about it. Think about it on today. Just think about it. Amen. Don't buck God's system.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You get that word, you dissect that word and get that word in you. Amen. If you don't understand that word, you go to God and say, Lord, you know, help me. Help my understanding. Amen. Help me, Lord. I need some help in this area. I need to understand, Lord God, so I can live by your principles. Because I don't want to die and go to hell on today. Amen. And as, Lord God, I understand your word and your principles and everything, Lord God, that I can share with somebody else and help them along the way too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So remember, saint, don't buck God's system. Amen. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. And so are his words, amen. They're not complicated. Amen. And you shouldn't be listening to anybody that's trying to complicate God's word. Because God didn't send his word to complicate it.
Come on now.
But rather, he sent his word to fulfill the law. Amen. Praise God in you and me to make it to heaven. Glory, hallelujah. God, I thank you. Amen. Well, that's my nugget for today. Amen. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. On this day. And now I turn it back into the hands of our pastor and prophet, amen, Temple Spencer.
My God, a nugget. I don't know if that's a nugget. That was a Sunday morning dinner. I'm telling y'all right now, not too many things can make my spirit leap. But me and my wife is leaping right now. I'm telling you right now, I love it when saints of God take a time and hear from God and deliver. I'm telling you, Pastor Smith, my God, that was so rich. Saints of God, I'm not going to even dare to mess with it, because if I mess with it, we're going to be on for another couple of hours. My God almighty, we're going to be on for another couple of hours. But I'm telling you right now, Pastor Smith, I will be pulling a page from that book, Don't Buck God's System. So, you know, I'm a make sure we give the title to the correct name as Pastor Smith, but Pastor got to take a page from that one. My God, saints of God, I just love it when saints of God begin to just seek the Lord and let the Lord lead and guide them. And I'm telling you right now, that is a bound word for right now. You know, and please, saints of God, take that advice, take that message, take it to heart, because at the end of the day, you might want to do things your way, you might want to go your way. I don't care who it is, it's only one way. It's only one way to get where you need to go, to have what you need to have. You can have all these rules and all these answers, but it's going to always come back to the way of the will of the living God. And some of you probably say, you know what, Pastor, I really received that message, and I really appreciate that message. But the thing about it is, I'm so confused about the will of God. I'm so confused about the direction of God, because I hear it says this way, and I hear another one say this thing. I hear another one say this thing. First of all, saints of God, you need to go into a Bible-based church that believes in nothing but the Bible, how it is, the way it is. No interpretation, none of this stuff trying to, as Pastor Smith was saying, how it was being twisted and everything else. We need to get into a Bible-based church, not people with high emotion, but people believe in the Holy Ghost and believe where the gospel is written, that's the way it is. That's the only way you're going to really understand the will of God the correct way. It's too much stuff being added to it and being decorated and different things. So I want to invite you out to ADM, and I want you to come. I'm telling you right now, we're going to dig into some of this message, because piece of this, that what Pastor Smith was saying, God gave it for me for Sunday. I'm going to show you a demonstration and really going to bring you into understanding, bring you into the enlightenment, what you really need to get to your next level and get to that place where God is talking about, where he is pouring out his blessings right now and want us to do some things. Listen, saints of God, that is a powerful way, powerful message, which word to get ready to end our broadcast from Monday through Friday. My God, what an impact. I want to ask you to come with us and worship the Lord with us on Sunday morning at the Crown Plaza Airport in, my God, College Park. I want you to come. If you put it in your GPS, you look for it, it's going to say Atlanta. Amen. I want you to put it in there. I want you to come. I want you to be a part. I want you to grow with us. I want the things of God to overtake you and ring you down. We are not trying to take nothing from you, but we want to give something to you. We don't get into all that. We don't get into all these charismatics or different things. We get into the Word of God and get into what God has for our life. Listen, saints of God, my God, what a word again. That's all I can say. What a word again. And I want to tell each and every one of you, you keep walking. Don't buck the system, please, please, please. And the perfect way not to buck God's system is the perfect way to start and learning not to buck the system of God is start bucking the system in your life. Stop bucking everything that comes in your life that is trying to help you. Stop bucking on your job. My God, even though you don't like the job, well, baby, follow the order and the instruction until you can find someone somewhere else. Amen? Amen? Because whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Let's not do that in church. Amen? Let's not go and buck the system because you don't like what it's saying. You don't like how they do things. You don't like... It's a body. You know, it's a body. Get that mess out of your head that you feel like you being a rebel, or you just going jumping from place to place. Well, you're going to have to go to place until you can find, until, let me take this out of you, but until God leads you to a place and connect you to a place. You hear me? Not you, but until God, because God want to give you things that you need. A lot of us try to find things that we want, and want people to cater to our wants and not give our needs. Amen? And God wants your needs to be met. So if God got you at a certain place, feeding your needs might not be feeding your wants, but feeding your needs, stop bucking, because you are not going to see the blessing in what God is trying to do in your life, because you're bucking the system that God has for your walk in your life. My God Almighty, what a word again, all over the world. This is a rich word for all of you in the United Kingdom and France. I know you are getting this in your own interpreted tongues and your own language. I know it's a rich word. My God Almighty, you know what? I'm gonna get this. I want you all to grab this CD. I'm gonna burn this CD. This segment is gonna come on a CD. Amen. We want to get a segment on the CD. I want you to put in for it. It's not going to be for a cost. It's going to be for free. I want you to be able to get this segment, be able to hear this and play it back, because this is what a lot of us are doing right now, and this is what the devil is trying to get a lot of us to do, to buck the system of God. Why? Because the devil, that's all he did was rebellion. That's why he yourself kicked out, you know, bucking the system. Amen. I want you to get this, and I want you to get this copy, and I'm going to make sure I downloaded this as soon as this is ready. We're going to put this on the CD. I want you to get this, my God Almighty, because this was a rich word. And anytime I hear God give something, to give a message for the body, you better believe I'm going to push it, promote it. I'm telling you everything, because this is what we need. And long as we understand this, I'm telling you right now, you on your way to success. You own your way, because there's no other way other than doing the will and walking in the will of the living God. Pastor Smith, I bless God for your mother, Price, ADM family, ADM all this week. What a rich word. Mother Helen on Wednesday night. Our brother Joe, he did a quick drive-by on Thursday. Minister Juanita, same thing. Then our ministry team, my God, on Monday. Pastel and Prophetess Wanda, my God, has got how God is developing them, my God, to be dynamic women and women of God. And our very own Mother Price, I thank God for you all. I'm telling you right now, what a awesomeness that God is doing in each and every one of your life. I just sit back and I'm just, my God, I think you all getting up in the morning, y'all keep me fired up. I just be ready to go. God bless you all. Listen, saints of God, if you're not able to meet us at ADM family, you find a church. Find a church. Ask the Holy Ghost to lead you. Ask God to lead you. Get somewhere for you can be on your way. Don't think you don't need nobody. You ain't an island by yourself. And if you is going to be an island by yourself, that's all you're going to be, by yourself. And don't get mad, because you by yourself. Amen. And I just thank God for what he is doing. Amen. Until this time, for this broadcast, my God, Monday morning, Monday at 7 a.m. My God, 7 p.m. We're going to get ready August the 1st. We're going to have an intercession, the smoking, and the PM hours, and I'm telling you right now, I'm excited, I'm geared up for what is God doing. Let's get ready to walk into our new beginning. The 8th month, God is closing out some things. That's why he's exposing you, lifting the cover, showing you all your junk, showing you all your mess. My God Almighty, we can go ahead and close out some things, complete, get this thing completed, but we can walk in our new beginning ministry, new beginning in our career, new beginning in our life. Amen. And the number one thing that we are not going to do, my God, as God is working inside of us, don't buck the system. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.
Oh,